And finally tonight, the new Poet Laureate of the United States. Jeffrey Brown has our conversation.
For 35 years, Charles Simic has lived in a house on Bow Lake in the town of Stratford in southern New Hampshire. Here, Simic wrote numerous volumes of poetry, won a Pulitzer and other prizes. He's a prolific essayist and author of a delightful memoir of his youth. In many ways, he fits the profile for a poet laureate, but there is at least one interesting twist.
Poet laureate is a long way to come for a kid who didn't really speak English until 15.
It astonished me. I mean, when they called me and after I realized precisely what you were saying, that I ended up being a poet laureate of the United States, you know, starting, you know, in Belgrade, expecting that I would continue to live there for the rest of my life. But then lots of things happened, and they did.
History happened, didn't it?
History happened.
Simic was a child when Germany bombed Yugoslavia in World War II. He remembers being thrown from his bed by a bomb that destroyed a nearby building. His earliest years saw occupation, civil war, and the beginnings of a Stalinist regime in his homeland. Simic's father made his way to the U.S., but along with his mother, Simic and his younger brother were arrested trying to flee. It wasn't until 1954 that they were allowed to leave, first to Paris, and then, with the help of a refugee aid agency, to the U.S. The family settled outside Chicago.
I used to say, Hitler and Stalin, it's thanks to them that I became an American poet.
The sense of history is everywhere in your writing, in your poetry and in your prose.
Well, history from the point of view of an individual who is in the midst of events that are beyond his or her control. A poet as a historian can also, write about the leaders, the great battles, the military successes.
The sort of epic poetry.
Epic poetry. Yeah.
But that's not you.
It's not me. I write from, the point of view of somebody who, a refugee on the road. I remember I wrote once a poem in, about the Bosnian War in the 90s, and there was caught a little bit of sort of footage of a woman with two little kids, and she's running down the road, some road. God knows who she is or where she's going. I said, well, this is me and my mother and my brother running, and it just repeats itself. My kind of poet is the one who notices such things. December 21st, these wars that end only to start up again somewhere else, like barber's clippers, or like these winters with their bleak days, one can trace back to Cain. All I've ever done, it seems, is go poking in the ruins with a stick until I was covered with soot and ashes I couldn't wash off, even if I wanted to.
Simic came to the University of New Hampshire in 1973. Now a professor emeritus, he's taught several generations of students and continued his own writing.
It first starts in a little notebook like this. These are just bits and pieces.
So it all starts this way?
It starts this way.
Simic's wife, Helen, was also born in Yugoslavia, but the two met in New York. They call themselves city people who happen to have left city life long ago to raise a daughter and son here in the relative peace of woods and water.
So a lot of the experiences you write about come from the city, but you write them by the lake.
It's true, precisely. I am much more alert, observant when I'm in the city than in the country. I'm still a stranger here.
Stranger after what, 35
years?
It's a great stroke of luck when it comes to poetry, Simic once wrote, that human beings do not know themselves very well.
If we had this self-knowledge, if we had, ideas about who we are, what we are, I mean, it would be very difficult to write poetry. I mean, the best things that happen in poems are discoveries. They're accidents. What comes out of our imagination, out of our deepest self, out of our memory. And when they're good, they always surprise us. The absentee landlord. Surely he could make it easier when it comes to inquiries as to his whereabouts. Rein in our foolish speculation, silence our voices raised in anger, and not leave us alone with that curious feeling we sometimes have of there being a higher purpose to our residing here, where nothing works and everything needs fixing. The least he could do is put up a sign, "Way on business," so we could see it in the graveyard where he collects the rent, or in the night sky where we address our complaints to him.
One of your newest poems is called My Turn to Confess, and it begins, "A dog trying to write a poem on why he barks." Mm-hmm. That's me, dear reader.
Yeah, well, that's the way, I mean, I think of myself. I mean, we are all barking at the moon. We are all barking at some injustice out there.
One thing that I see in your essays about poetry is that you eschew any grand pronouncements. You don't like to say poetry's role is this or poetry should do that.
I hate that. I mean, it reminds me so much of communism. I mean, they used to have, you know, party congresses, and they would say, you know, Soviet writers must do this. The poets of the great Soviet Union should. No, poets are best when they're completely left alone. They'll do what they please, if they're lucky, they'll write some, you know, good work.
Okay, but here you are, and you've accepted this very public position, Poet Laureate.
Poet Laureate. Well, I'm going to remind people, of that. I'm going to remind them that, you know, what poems can bring to readers, what poetry is good for, as it were.
And when you tell them what poetry is good for, what are you going to say?
I remember once I was teaching in the schools, El Paso, Texas. And a student had asked in the class, asked me what the poetry was good for. And I was stunned because it's such a serious question, such a difficult question. And suddenly a hand went up. There was a young woman. So I said, you know, what do you think? And she said, to remind people of their own humanity. That struck me as so sensible, so moving, so poignant.
To remind people of their own humanity.
You know, I'm mortal, I exist, I have my own conscience, I have my own being, myself. Here I am, where's this universe? Maybe there's a God, maybe there's no God. This is my predicament, my human predicament. Poetry reminds readers of that.